Hello,
Hey, welcome back, guys. This is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
and this is your girl, Victoria the God.
Remember, like, share, subscribe, Spotify, Anchor. We're on Stitcher, Apple Music, and then also follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Facebook is usually where we keep the conversation going. What else?
Go
Okay, so are we gonna jump into a two cents this week?
Do I have any 2 cents to add to this world? No.
Not really.
Not really. Nothing's changed. I'm still waiting on my $2,000 from Biden. I need that retro. I need my money. Run me my money, Biden and Kamala. That's about my only 2 cents.
Find, like, something funny about, like, Bernie Sanders unify everybody.
Oh yeah, the Bernie memes.
Yes, like, people, whether you support Trump, Biden, Kamala, anything, they are, like, finding humor in that, man. It's beautiful. Sometimes we don't know what brings us back together.
Comedy usually does, if we allow it. No, those Bernie memes were off the chain. The one he was with, Monica in them shoes.
Oh yeah. I seen when he was in the bed with Sophia from Golden
Oh my God. Like, though, I laughed so hard. Even the dude that's saying, I don't know his name. I think it's like Soyvet or something. The little Tibetan man, the one to be singing 41,
Yeah.
42. He even had he was FaceTiming Bernie. Bernie, Polo Bernie.
But
It's
he
funny.
capitalized off of that. Like, I like what he did with the putting it on the sweatshirt and 100% of the proceeds going to Meals and Wheels in Vermont.
Oh wow, that's good.
Like, Bernie is a different type of dude,
Bernie, I still think that I would have rather seen Andrew Yang and Bernie Sanders my president, but I'm not going there. We're not having that conversation today.
man.
I
Well,
still
he
want my
did, like, come up in there like that being, I'm gonna go stop by Biden thing and see what's coming. Like,
yeah.
everybody was decked to the nines, and Bernie just looked like, y'all just happy to, I'm here. But
True.
all right,
True
so
shit.
what is the topic of today's show?
So I wanted to do a show about lying. Like, we talk about we dabbled on lying in bits and pieces in I remember when we had our Sagittarius takeover, Mike was saying, like, don't lie to me. That just insults my intelligence. So I was just like,
Yeah.
yo, we need to have a conversation about like lying. I say it often that I don't lie, but that's a lie. That's big. I do lie. I do lie. It's just I just want to have a conversation about like why people lie and how lying affects people.
True.
So, do you want to go ahead and get started?
Sure. I'm all about the whole honesty and that type of thing. I probably got some stupid stuff to say, but
Yeah. So first of all, I wanted to find out like what's the actual definition of lying. And Merriam-Webster. Merriam. I love the name. Oh, I've had a dog I named Merriam.
don't get a dog. I don't want to see your dog named Miriam.
Merriam and Webster defines lying as marked by or containing untrue statements, false. So, for you, like, what is lying for you? What do you define lying as?
Is that like is
Just
it,
untrue statements?
yeah, anything that you can flip into where no matter how you say it, it's just not true. You can embellish, that's still a lie at some
So,
point.
embellish a lie? Because I embellish a lie.
I'm just it. I mean, it's part of the lie. I think a big thing about lying is deceit. It's a deception. So embellishing is a part of. I consider that a part of the deception. You know how they always say, you know, the fisherman, the one that got away, got bigger and bigger every time he tells a story. Mm-hmm. Like you're embellishing it. You know, so it is a fabrication of it. You never heard that saying?
No.
Like every time he tells a story, it gets bigger and bigger.
I don't see, but that's the thing about me. I don't see embellishment as my, yeah, it can be deceitful. Like you doing the most, like I do the most all the time. So that's what I'm like, is that not lying? Cause like I was talking about how I got drinks last night. I really got 3 drinks when I went out last night, like 3 free. Like I was like hella drinks, hella ain't like embellishment. I don't think is lying because you're telling the truth. You're just making it sound very entertaining. See, that's the problem also because people think lying is two different things. Like, what's the dumbest thing you ever lied about?
I don't want to say. The dumbest lie that I've ever told. It was a huge lie, but it never really, it was so dumb and so like easy to prove that I couldn't possibly get away with it. But when I had moved in with my dad the first time, I was in like 6th or 7th grade and went to a new school. Everybody knows who I am. And I'm in all the gifted programs. So you know how it is when you're in a class with gifted students. They kind of snotty. You know, they feel like they're better than everybody. So just, yeah, it's a dude on a motorcycle. But I don't know where he's going with it. But if, like, when you're trying to get sympathy or fit in, you know, you get a story sometime. You know, like, maybe I can say something. But for some reason, I decided that my sympathy story was my real parents had gotten into a car accident and died. And I now live with my adopted parents.
What?
And all the girls were like, oh my goodness.
How old were you?
And I kind of got away with it. I was like 6th or 7th grade. It had to be 7th grade. Yeah, it had to be 7th grade. And I kind of got away with it because my stepmom was bringing me to school when I would get a ride to school. She was the one that would like drop me off or something. So of course I didn't look like. So my stepmom dropped me off. So nobody really questioning, you know, okay, well maybe that could be his adopted parent. The problem was when my dad came to check on me at school, looking just like me. And also, I only told this to that one class. So those 20 kids, all they had to do was ask anybody else from any other class, what's the deal with that guy? And they would have gotten the truth. So it was so easy for them to prove, he lying.
Yeah, as kids, we lie about dumb shit. My kids, I'm looking at your yellow teeth, and I'm like, did you brush your teeth today? Yeah, bruh. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean you brush your teeth? You didn't do a great job. Go brush your teeth again. Like, you have Cheetos in your teeth, bruh.
What was funny, though, is one of the girls, like, that was the first time I met her, who was actually the one that, like, started the conversation. We are, like, we don't run in the same circles, but we run in circles where we, like, can run into each other every few, you know, years or so. And she'll always be like, remember, you told that lie.
Oh my. And
we just laugh about it. But like when she first found, she's like, how could you lie about that? But now we just laugh like that was the dumbest thing. Like out of any story that I could have came up with, that's what I decided to go with.
Yeah, that was very elaborate. That was definitely a lie because that was so untrue. That was so false. Mine wasn't that dramatic.
You have to Google because then they would have knew by the end of the class.
Yeah, retarded. You're special. You're definitely special. I've lied as a child plenty of times. I remember telling my dad and my grandma I was like upset because I was failing. And I wasn't the type of child that failed. School always came easy to me. So I was so ashamed that I was failing. I have a hard time spelling. Like it was language arts in third grade. It was my spelling test that I was failing. And I think it was like an interim report or something. I got like a F or something. It was like a D or F. I believe it's an F. And I told my grandma and my dad that I had a B, and like to this day, they still think that I was crying because I had a B. And I was like, "Nah, nigga, I was failing." Okay. Before my grandfather died, he used to tell that story. Like, oh, Vic was, and my dad still tells us that Vic was so distraught. She had a B, and I'm like, "Bro, no, I was failing. I failed the spelling test left and right. I could never fucking spell." I get all self-conscious about my spelling, and I lied because of shame. Like, it wasn't nothing else. It was totally untrue. I know I didn't get a B for a fact. Thank God my parents went together because I could do some shit like that. And I remember lying about dumb stuff. Like, I didn't do my homework once, and I signed my dad's name, knowing good and well my dad nowhere near to be found. You can't even call this nigga. I need to check and see if this, so I wouldn't have to stay in for recess. What is it called?
Intramurals.
No, I just had to stay, like, be on the fence for recess. If you didn't do your homework, you had to, like, be on the fence for recess. And I wasn't about to be on nobody's fence. Like, nah, but, nah, we're not doing that. So I signed my daddy's name, like, I was right.
Then I tried to talk in
my left hand. Like, like, his signature was known. Like, because my mom was left-handed. And I didn't know my dad was left-handed until way after my mom died, but my mom was left-handed, so I'm right-handed, so I couldn't make my E's look like her name. And it was just obvious. I practiced her name forever. Like, my sister can sign her name very good, but me, nah. That E, the way it swoops the wrong way for me. But I signed his name, like, yeah. I was so nervous. It was bad.
I signed my dad's name and balled up the paper like that was going to make it. Make you look better.
Dumb shit. Like, that's dumb. That's dumb. I was going
didn't
to
know
say,
no better.
Yeah, I was going to say the dumbest lie was you know, I made me like lying about my nut. I ain't about to lie about my nut. Just make a nigga happy. It's like, that's dumb. Like, why did I ever do this shit? Like, yeah, I can't. That was dumb. That's dumb. Ooh, that's funny. Do you consider omission lying?
Yeah.
See, now we got a debate.
Because it's part of, like you said, the embellishment. It's part of the deception. So let's say you caught your spouse cheating. And
how you caught them cheating?
Like, you caught, like, you either caught, like, a text message that confirmed it or caught them in the act, and they tell you, oh, well, it was, you know, since you only caught one time, they tell you it was only one time, but really it was seven.
Ooh.
That's still lying, because if it comes out that I find, you're still leaving that out that I can find those out. You know what I'm saying?
See, damn, that's tough. It's tough. No,
ready to rebuke.
Because I do the omission thing. Like, I've done that in the past. It's like, that's not even relevant information. Like, why do you even need to know? Like, I remember telling, I was dating this guy, and I was like, we went out, and I was like, I'm going home. So I went home, but then my whole girl called me, so like, let's go out. So I went out. And then the next day, like, I didn't get home until dumb late, and then I passed out. The next day, he was like, did you go straight to sleep? And I was like, I passed out. I didn't tell him that I went out. I didn't tell him I went out. And then I passed out when I got home. I just was like, I passed out, because I felt like that was unneeded information, because if I tell them, I don't know. It's just not, it wasn't his business. I don't.
But that's what I'm saying. When you omit, you are lying, because at any part, it's still a possibility that that can be found out.
I mean, it's the truth, though. I did pass out. I didn't say when I passed out, but damn. All this time, I was like, nah. Now that you put it in that perspective, I feel like if somebody asks you a blank question, a straight-ass question, like, you got to ask me the right question.
The exact question? It got to be the definite.
Exact question. Because even in that case, because that's why I ask when I ask questions, I ask follow-up questions, I ask thorough questions, and people feel intimidated. Well, I don't say intimidated. It's, they get frustrated at me for asking all these damn questions. And I'm like, I've heard that, oh, I'm just forming an opinion. I was like, no, I want to be clear, because the way my brain works, it goes extra. Like, I think of all scenarios. So that's why I ask a whole lot of follow-up questions, because I know I have omitted the truth, the full truth. Like, I'll tell you the truth. And previously, I'll tell you the truth, but I wouldn't tell you all the truth. So that's why I always ask several different questions. Somebody's like, oh, is that that's the only time you fuck with her? And then you lie, like, no, that's it. Then, yeah, that's a lie.
Okay, so what if, all right, so what if you at somebody's house, right? Like, mm-hmm. what if you at somebody's house? And then you go home, and your girl be like, you know, before she get up to cook you something, she say, did you eat? And you say, yeah, but really, you just cheated. You was eat what you ate with somebody else's coochie.
Oh, my God. See, that's...
But you decided that she was just going to say that and get away with it. That's omitting.
That's lying. That's lying.
That's omitting. It's still a lie.
That's a lie. No, you do it.
It's still omitting, because all you said was you ate. You didn't say what you was eating. You knew there would be a problem if you was more specific about your meal.
That's some egotistical, narcissistic type shit. Some social, like, why would you say such a thing? You trying to get fucking called. Like, that's dumb.
I'm just saying, you're answering the question. You're not lying, technically, but you're omitting a big issue.
You will get caught up. That's what the fuck you gonna do. It's like, well, what you ate? Then you gonna have to lie. Like, why? That's dumb.
That's what I'm saying. You see, it's something that can be found out as false later on. That's still a lie. That makes it a lie.
I popped your mouth about some dumb shit. Like, what the fuck? Oh my God. That's horrible. Who does shit like that? Let me stop judging. Omission. Okay, I can agree.
Okay, so somebody took your car, and then they got into an accident, and it turned out to be their fault. And then they said that 5 years down the line, they say, oh, well, I was drinking. And they never, all they said was, yeah, it was my fault. But yeah, it was my fault because I was drunk. That's going to make you more upset.
True. Omission. Okay, I agree. Ain't no point in me even arguing this shit. Omission of information is, I guess, lying.
I mean, just like I said, because it adds to the lie. It can cause more destruction later on if it's found out.
I get it. But, I mean, certain things, it's not. And that's the thing, though. I think it's perspective, too, because certain things would not even, it wouldn't even be, what am I trying to say? It wouldn't be.
So I get what you're saying. Like, it'll be trivial, but I feel like if it's relative to the lie, like, if it has, if it, I mean, like, let's say, like I said, if he was drunk, like, that's more into it. That's something. If there's something that I can find out and it doesn't affect that anymore,
I guess,
then maybe omitting can't be. Isn't lying.
For me, but if it's not irrelevant, that's the thing. I guess that goes back to the thing that, like I be saying, like, you're 50% responsible for what you say, and then your intent, like, how it's perceived and your intent. 50% your intent and then 50% of the how it's received from somebody else, which you don't have control over. Because for me, it was like, okay, this is not important information, but to somebody else, it might have been important to sway. Like, if you had I known this bit of information, then I could have made a different decision.
But that's what I'm saying. If you're omitting knowingly, you're doing that for a reason.
Yeah,
you might not. You saying like, you know, I thought it's not that big a deal, but you might be omitting because you know that it would be a big deal.
True, but that's not always the case. I guess that's what it is for me. It's not all.
I'm saying, it's not always the case, but it can. That's the difference between being, what you call it, forgetful, and being spiteful, or you know what I'm saying, deceitful.
Yeah, like said, intent may not be deceit. It just may not be. It's shame. Shame could be the intent. Like, I'm too shameful to talk about it, or guilty that I hurt you. That I know that this was gonna hurt you, and I didn't want to disclose it because I wanted to prevent you from being hurt, which is manipulative, but. We do it all the time. We really do it all the time. Like, I'm not going to tell you. Like, my son wanted to know if Santa Claus was real. He's 9. This just past Christmas. I'm like, bro, we ain't celebrate Christmas, and I don't even remember. I don't want to hurt your feelings. So Santa Claus is just as real as SpongeBob. My son was like, SpongeBob's not real. So there's your answer, sir. I don't want to... He was really like, because he kept asking and he kept talking about Santa Claus. And I'm like, bro, where is this coming from? Like, what coping mechanism is going on? What are you coping with right now? Because we haven't celebrated Christmas and God knows when. Your father doesn't even celebrate Christmas. Of course, my family does. And they've enabled this shit, this long. But I didn't want to, like, just make him distraught and just outright say Santa Claus is not real, because I was trying to prevent him from feeling the way, but he felt the way anyway. I don't know. I think we'd be thinking we doing the other person's justice by not giving the information, but I don't know. Let me get off my high horse, because I'm probably still going to do it. Let's just be honest.
Pathetic.
I'm human. Pathetic? I'm human. I ain't shit. I already told you. Like, I ain't shit. What's the worst part about being lied to for you?
Right, the trust. You lose that trust, and trust is hard to regain. Like,
I agree.
It's just, you know what I'm saying? Because, like you said, it's a reason that you can lie or whatever, but especially, like, not even necessarily in relationships, but in any type of relationship, friendship, if you lie to me, then now I got to question certain things if I ask you something. And it'll take time for me to say, okay, well, they're not going to do that again, or I can trust them again.
I agree. I think the trust, for me, that's the hardest part. I think it's honestly it's a stab to my ego, because I'm really open minded. I feel like I'm open minded, but I have heard like the criticism that I'm hard to talk to, like to bring situations to. But then I'm like, which I don't fully understand how I could be open-minded and we could talk about everything, but when it's something hard, like, you people feel like they can't talk to me. So it's very I think that's hard. That's the worst part. The trust part is it comes second, but I think the hardest part about being lied to is I still haven't figured out what is it that I can do to make people feel like they can come talk to me about it. Like, I know I'm very critical. I know I am very demanding. I know I am a bit of controlling. I am also, I have very high standards, and I hold myself to a very high standard. So, I don't know.
But at that same point, you hold yourself, so why should someone expect to be able to give them anything but honesty? That's a standard that you uphold. Like, you playing on, like you said, it is playing on your ego, because you playing on my, you making me feel stupid because you think that you can tell me this lie and continue. But still, you shouldn't hold yourself accountable, because they should be able to come to you and be honest. Nothing you can do, no kind of intimidation should make somebody be wrong.
I mean, but that's the thing also, that I'm not perfect. I know that I lie also, and I know I'm going to probably continue to lie. I don't know. That's just a part that of lying that I don't quite get. I don't know. Because that, I know that it's not a direct reflection of me also. I do know that lying is contingent on the person themselves, whether they're comfortable with themselves or whether they're comfortable being vulnerable or open to shame and guilt. Like, I know all of that. And I think, but like I said, at the same time, my ego takes a hit. It's like, why you gotta lie to me? Of all people, me? You gotta lie to me? Like, that's my ego. Which is not good. The trust part does come second, because it is hard to trust. But then you question it. But then I think ultimately you have to take responsibility. Like, you got to have some type of compassion also. Like, if I can understand why you did what you did, even though it hurt me, then I can have compassion for you. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm
gonna. You saying you can understand why you did what you did. If you can do something and be honest with me, yeah, I can have compassion for that. But if you do it and then you lie about it, now I can't have compassion because you done lied to me.
So you don't have compassion to people that lie to you?
No, because I could have had compassion. If you was honest, I could have had compassion. That's like when you get, you know, a teen commit a crime. Even the lawyer who's going to defend you says, first of all, you got to be honest with me. Did you or did you not do this? Because you got to be upfront with me. So then when the shit hit the fan, I have something I can sit there and say, okay, well, no. But you have to be honest with me, because if the shit hit the fan and you done said you didn't do this and you did, now they got some type of proof that we could have been already had an argument for. So it's like, yeah, I feel like if you're honest, and I can have more compassion for that, because now I can say, okay, I can see that why you did. But then you lied about it. It's like, I'm not going to go back there. I'm going, first of all, why you lied before I even look back at what you did.
I don't see it that way. As much as it hurts to be lied to, I feel like, because I have somebody in my life that habitually lies to me. Like, habitually lies to me. And I finally got to a position where I have, the lies that they told did not directly affect me. I had to put myself in a position. At one point, the lies they told affected me deeply. I finally got to a place where I had to remove myself from a situation or create another different environment so that the lies that they told did not affect me. So now when I hear them, and I just laugh, like, and I'm like, bro, you lie, motherfucker.
But that's what I'm saying. You still had to put yourself in that.
Yeah, I mean, I still have compassion for that person, because I understand that they're not comfortable with themselves and their abilities. So they feel like they have to not only embellish, but have to just straight out lie to me, because they feel like because one, they know I see straight through them. Like, I see straight through them, and they ain't no fun. So I just laugh at it now. I just laugh, like, because it's not funny, but it's kind of sad. I think it's for me. Mm-hmm. What's the dumbest lie you've ever heard?
Okay, I got two of them. No, but no, one is like a personal, like actual, like the lie. But I think one of the thing that they're like around, like what I hear people do lie a lot is like about what they're gonna do like the first time they sleep with you. Like I feel like that's like the dumbest thing because sex is such an individual thing. Like nothing works on everybody. You know what I'm saying? Your kink might not be somebody, but a woman would be like, I'm gonna make your toes curl and I'm gonna do this, and then they're gonna be like, I'm gonna, you know, go all night. And some women don't want you to go all night. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody is different. So you promising to rock somebody world, like you setting up a obstacle for yourself. Cause you don't know, you might have a bad night. Whatever, you don't, the passion ain't there. Like, I just find that to be dumb because it's like you just setting yourself up for failure. But the like personal, like dumbest lie was this girl that I was talking to told me she could cook. And it's like, my lie, like it was so easy for me to be, for me to find the fact out. But she worked it at the beginning because she had two jobs, like two full-time jobs. So of course it was, you know, I'm tired, and she would like take me to like her best friend cooked for me, her sister cooked for me. I met her parents and her mom cooked and stuff like that. And even like when she was at her mom's house, her mom would be like, come in the kitchen. And she would do like something like really minimal. Like if it was like Thanksgiving, it'd be like, I'm gonna cut the cranberries. And so
I'm gonna say, oh, cranberry. So I'm like, what?
You know, I just can't. You just cut the slice. And
oh my god.
So then finally, she ended up like it was a seasonal. One of her jobs was seasonal, so she stopped that, and I was just like, yo, like, can I get a home cooked meal? And then that's when she told me she couldn't cook. But it was like, why? Like, you told me you could do all these dishes. And you got me, and now you just gonna sit and look at the pan?
Man, cooking is, I don't know. Some people just can't cook.
I get it, but don't say.
You can't.
You have to prove it.
I mean, some people, I ain't even going to, that's a whole nother subject.
You think like they keep, like if they order stuff, make it look like they cook, that's still lying.
Yeah, that's very, that's lying. Like, I guess it's all perspective too, because some people think like they can cook and they really can't.
Like, but like, and there's the thing, she was trying to move in. How were you going to keep that up?
That's weird.
That's dumb because, like I said, because it's so easy to prove.
It really is dumb.
So what's the dumbest lie you heard, you've ever been told?
I think that I wasn't worthy. I was dumb. I think the lies that I told myself were the greatest because I think that I, like, that's dumb. Like, I'm not average. I know that I still struggle with this, like, and worthiness, but I think that that's the dumbest thing. Like, none of the shit that dudes could tell me or my father or anybody else could tell me, like, compares to the dumb things I told myself. Like, I deserve to be abused. No. Yeah, you got a smart mouth, but you don't deserve to be. Nothing you said could, unless you ain't talking about that nigga mama, you ain't talking about that nigga kids, like, you ain't did none of that. You didn't deserve to get beat on. Like, I think that that's the dumbest thing. Like, that tops it. I would rather a dude lie to me than. Like, but make it good. If you're gonna lie, like, make it real, 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 real good. And sit in that shit and live that shit because I don't want you, like, don't come to me and try to make yourself feel better by lying. Just go ahead and lie to me, make it good, make it entertaining, and we could do that, because y'all gonna lie anyway. Like, just make it, I don't know. I don't know. I think, the problem, I found this article on Paul Ekman Group. I don't even know what that is, but they talked about, like, why people lie.
Okay, so before we get on that, what's the dumbest reason somebody told you that they lied?
What's the dumbest reason somebody told me that they lied?
Yeah, like, you caught them in a lie, and then they said, well, the reason I told you the lie was because of this, and you were just like, what?
I think for me, it had to be like, because you don't pay attention to me. And I'm like,
so they
the fuck?
So they made up an elaborate lie so you could pay attention to.
Yeah, you don't care about me. And I'm just like, I don't care how stupid this shit sounds right now. Like, this, I don't know. I think it had something to do, like, I remember catching a dude cheat. And I was like, I'm done. I'm good. We ain't even gotta, like, you ain't gotta explain none of this to me. I'm straight, bro. Like, it's okay. Like, it is okay. And it was like, and it went, I was like, well, you don't pay attention to me. I just told you I don't care. Like, it's okay. It's cool. Go about your business. Like, why are you still talking? Like, why what is this? Like, why are we still talking? Like, that is dumb. Like, don't, like, why?
Mine is kind of the same. Why? Like, mine has to do with cheating. But she was cheating with, like, she was talking to another girl. And which she said the reason it was she was looking for a threesome for us. But the girl, like, wasn't interested in me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see it. Like, how are you trying to play, like, if you trying to get with two people, wouldn't you be talking to those two people? It was just like, that is right. A BS. And that's the thing. It's like, when somebody catch you in a lie, and then it continues to get bigger, and it's just like, yeah, like, no. Like, that was just dumb, because it was just like, first of all, now you're trying to play. You still trying to lie about the lie.
I don't need. I tell my kids this all the time. Like, I don't need your lies. This, it does nothing for me. You gonna tell? I think that I've heard. Yeah, I think that people get upset with me about them lying to me. Like, you lied to me. Okay. Here we go. Like, what am I supposed to, like, the lack of emotion that I show when I catch them in a lie, I think it frustrates them. Like, that's, I don't know. That's, people lie for dumb reasons. And then I don't know. Sometimes I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Yo, I remember the one time, like, I lied and told the truth, like, in 10 seconds. When my mom found out that I was having sex, she said, so did you have sex? I said, no. She said, so did you have sex? I said, yeah.
Oh, God.
Like, she just saw it on my face.
Yeah, I remember being 18 and telling my mom I was spending the night with this dude. And she was like, oh, really? I was like, well, at least I'm not telling you a lie. Anymore. Anymore. I was lying back then. Like, oh, I'm going to the movies. No, it wasn't.
No, but see, my thing was, it wasn't even like we were trying to sneak out. We was having a party, and, like, by the time me and her were supposed to leave, they locked us in. Like, it was in a park, but we was in the cabin. And so they locked the exit, so we end up having to stay overnight in the cabin. You got two teenagers alone that's dating. You know, what else are you going to do? So she kind of just was like, I'm not dumb. Like, you had the opportunity. Like, you, it was right there on a platter. Like, why are you not going to take it?
Right. Right. I'm glad my mama, because, oh God, I remember getting stuck at Stu's house, me and my sister. And this car broke down. He couldn't find nobody to take us. Oh, I'm just like, my sister's trying to figure out an elaborate lie. I was like, man, ain't no point in lying. Like,
that's why I never lied to my mom, like, where I've been or where, like, because that, I didn't want nothing like that to happen. And now I got to figure something out.
Bruh, it just ain't no point of mine, yo. It is what it is. Like, I always move quietly. Like, certain things just not nobody's business. I always move quietly, privately. Not secret, not sneaky. Like, I'm trying to, like, no, it's just not. Yo, I never thought it was like, oh, I had to broadcast what I'm doing with anybody or anything. You know what,
I think that's Sagittarius. Because I've always said, like, we open books, but we don't advertise. Like, you can ask us a question, we'll tell you, but we just not gonna put it out there.
But if you don't ask, I just don't ask, don't tell type thing. You don't ask, I don't tell type thing. And that's what the whole admission thing, like, it was hard for me to say, yeah, that's mine, because I'm like, that's just not your business. Like, what is this, how is this going to benefit the conversation at all? It's not. If I tell you X, Y, Z, it's not. But, okay. I get it. You need to know. My truth has stung more than my dad gonna lie.
But I respect you for it.
I guess. Some people don't. Some people don't.
So what are these reasons that people lie? Man?
Yeah, so the Paul Ekman group said that there's, like, 9 motives for telling people to... like, number one, these are not in any particular order. I'm just going to start reading this. Like, this is, he has actually done data, like, and he did, like, an interview with children. Actually, he says data completed during, okay, so for the first one, he has to avoid being punished. This is the most frequently mentioned motivation for telling lies, both children and adults. And it's important to know that there were no significant differences for lies told to avoid punishment for a purposeful misdeed versus an honest mistake. I can get that. My kids lie to me to avoid punishment. But then my oldest son always tell my youngest son, like, mom don't care. Like, why are you even lying? And I'm like, I really don't. Like, this is dumb. I can understand mistakes. Like, I can forgive mistakes.
Yeah, and see, that's how my mom was like, you be in more trouble if you tell me a lie.
I tell my kids that, but it's not really trouble, because I tell them, like, there's nothing that they can do that I won't. There's nothing more that they have to do for me to love them anymore. Like, I love them unconditionally. I'm going to support them unconditionally.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you, like, I, like, you'll hear, like, somebody say, well, your son, like, somebody come to your mom and they say, well, your child did this, and you told them that you didn't. Now your mama looks stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we had that conversation all the time. Like, don't make me look stupid. Like, I don't care if it's a mistake. Let me know. Like, I can work with mistakes. Protect you. It's about a protection. Like, I can't protect you if I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't want you to ever think that you can't tell me anything, no matter if it's gonna hurt my feelings or not. Like, we had a conversation a couple months. Probably was end of November, early December, and my oldest son, like, told me some hard truths, and I had to eat that. it was a very difficult conversation. It was hard to hear. At the same time, it was necessary, and I respected that he was open enough to tell me, because he's a Scorpio and they'll hold that shit down forever. he doesn't mind keeping it locked down forever. But he spoke his truth, and it was a hard conversation, but we had it, and we dealt with it accordingly.
Yeah, because I remember one time I got in trouble. They tried to say I bit this boy in school.
Oh,
And
you're a
my mom.
biter.
Yeah. And then my
Oh,
mom, she's like, well, Clay, what did you do? And I was like, I kicked him, I pulled his hair, I punched him. Like I said, all this stuff. And then my mom was like, so you think he would admit doing all this stuff?
But he wasn't biter. That's funny. Wise beyond your ears. I lied to the police. No, when I went to jail this one time. When I went to jail one time, I knew I was guilty. I sure played not guilty. I was like, I'm not going, I'm not doing this. I'm not telling y'all the truth. Y'all got to do y'all motherfucking job to prove that shit. I don't care if he had scratches on him or not. Like, prove it. Oh my God, that's funny. Number two is to obtain a reward not otherwise readily obtainable. So this is the
That's
second one.
adults that do that. You know, that's a, yeah, you know. But I mean, adults do it on like, they, I can see them doing it at work.
True. This is the second most commonly mentioned motive by both children and adults. And an example of this is falsely claiming work experiences doing a job to increase chances of hire. Yes, Lord.
A kid saying they ate
I
all their
speak
vegetables
Spanish.
so they can get dessert.
Right. Look, I speak Spanish. Knowing all I know is como estas.
I mean, I had a homeboy did it. I speak seven different languages because he could say hello.
That's funny. Number three is to protect another person from being punished. Now, I used to do that with my sister. I'll step in the line like, I don't know what the hell was my problem. Like, as a child, but I'll step in the line like, oh God, no. So as with lying to avoid personal punishment, motive does not change with intent. We've seen this occur between coworkers, friends, family, and even with strangers. Yeah, I've done that. I've done that with coworkers too.
Like what?
Yeah. I'm not saying that on record. Yeah, that happened. Not saying that on record at all. No snitching over here. But that's definitely something I've done.
I think, but that's like the thing. That's like us versus them. You're not going to snitch on a coworker because they are, you know, it's usually the people underneath that.
Yeah.
Y'all team up.
So if you catch me at work, I don't care. Like, you got to do a lot to fire me. So go ahead, do your job.
But I mean, that's just like, I think, especially like a lot of times, you're like in management, they'll be like, they'll have the people that senior management will want to be told everything by a lower management.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started getting it is, if you tell me you did a mistake, I'm not going to sit there and tell somebody else that. If it can be fixed, why? Why get you in trouble? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I can educate you and, you know, you don't have to get reprimanded and nobody's heard about it, why? Why do all of that?
Yeah, if there's no foul play or no harm, then I don't feel like I have to, like, I have, like, I remember blatantly lying to a director, like, behind a coworker that I ain't even like. That's the crazy part. I was like, why am I up here lying for this bitch? Like, she better be lucky. I lied to my director, to her face, behind this lady that I didn't even like. But I just felt like it was necessary. It's like nobody died. Like their check still the same. Like, calm down. Number four is to protect oneself from the threat of physical harm. This is different from being punished, for the threat of harm is not for a misdeed. An example would be a child who is home alone telling a stranger at the door that his father is asleep now and to come back later.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling somebody about this, like me giving my phone number, like to a dude at the bar because he was very persistent, and I'm like, They was like, why did you give him the phone number? I was like, because one, he was drunk and being persistent, and I didn't want to. I already told lied and said I had a boyfriend.
That didn't stop him.
He blatantly said, I don't care.
Damn.
Okay, sir. Well, here's my number. Here you go. We're gonna take you out. Uh-huh. Yeah, we can catch it. No, we're not, sir. No, we're not. I don't want to be like for you to even say. And I'm like, I already have a boyfriend. I'm good. And then you tell me you don't care. Like, no, sir. We obviously you have issues. Like, we not even. I'm not even gonna do. I've been sexually assaulted by somebody on a date. I'm okay. So I'm just gonna avoid that. Whatever, everything I can get because no.
That reminds me of a conversation we need to have off the air.
Yeah. Yeah. So number five is to win the admiration of others. Telling lies to increase your popularity can change from little white lies to enhance a story being told to creating an entirely new persona.
That's why I killed my parents in the car.
Yes. That's exactly the reason why you killed your parents.
Yeah, trying to be accepted.
I just wanted a drink of water. That's funny. Did you remember? That's a sidebar. Do you remember that Charter's communication commercial? Where that man was his child and the little boy. He smacked. I don't know what happened, but the little boy was scared as shit, and he got the water. He was like, "I was just trying to get some water." Like that. That commercial is like embedded. It lives freely in my mind. It's embedded in my soul. It is not funny at all. The situation is not funny, but it was funny to me.
You are random.
I know, right? Oh, God. Back to Joe, though. Number six is to get out of an awkward social situation. Examples of how telling lies can look when motivated by this are claiming to have a babysitter problem to get out of a dull party, or ending a telephone conversation by saying there is someone at the door.
Yep, I got another call.
We did this, me and my cousin, matter of fact, Seed had been on the show. We did this to Mike on his birthday one day. 1 year. We went to his birthday dinner and was like, yeah, we got another event. We just wanted to go to another sushi restaurant. He initially was supposed to go to the sushi restaurant, but something happened. I don't think he had a reservation, so we went to another sushi restaurant. But when we went to the other sushi restaurant that initially we were supposed to go to, it looked better. So we went to his dinner, and then we left very early in the dinner. It's like, we have another engagement. No, we just went and got sushi and ate our face. I hope Mike doesn't hear this. He probably will.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what?
I'm mad I called names. I should have just said somebody I know. I've been trying to get better with
it. Somebody that was on the show.
Both of them been on the show. I love you, Mike. I love you.
But no, women, y'all kind of do that during dates too. Like, y'all text, you know, do you need me to text you at this time and say it's an emergency?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I've done that. Like, call me and get them texts. Call me in 13 minutes exactly. And say, my kids, you gotta go. You can't watch my kids no more. Without question, just in 13 minutes exactly, I'm calling. Hey, girl, I can't watch the kids no more. Your mama fell in the toilet. Calm down.
That's funny.
I used to do that too. I ain't gonna lie though.
Exactly. People do it. Linus is very human, like for real.
Like, there was this girl that, like, she was a what'd you call them? She was a cut buddy. But she liked to talk. So after we would do something, I'd just be like, I'd text my brother and be like, call me and say you stuck at the mall. And so he'll call me and he'll be like, I gotta go pick up my brother. I need to take you home.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. I'll make my phone ring. I've done that.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I set the alarm as the same thing as my own ringtone.
That's funny. The length we go through. Oh, goodness. That's funny. Number six is to get out of an awkward social situation.
That's what we just went over.
I sure did say that. Okay, number seven is to avoid embarrassment. I do that. I passed gas while somebody was talking. on accident. And I just like started talking. And I guess that is an omission of truth because I just started like talking louder. And I know she I was talking to somebody and I know she heard it. Oh my God. Oh shit. Yeah, that's yeah. The child claims the wet seat resulted from water spilling, not from wetting their pants. It's an example of a child not
yeah.
Child did not feel embarrassment. Only embarrassment. Yeah, that's embarrassment. I didn't know that when I passed the gas in front of the girl, it was like I was totally embarrassed. I didn't mean to do it. Like it just kinda happened. This shit was what it was crazy. I was embarrassed. Oh, let me keep it moving. Number eight is to maintain privacy without notifying others of that intent. For example, the couple who claims to have eloped because the cost of the wedding was beyond their means, when in reality they were avoiding the obligation to invite their families. Yeah, I've done that. That's how I ended up married. I didn't tell nobody that I was married. Like, I just kind of like showed up with a ring. Oh God, it was nothing to celebrate. It was just an arrangement.
It was nothing to celebrate.
It wasn't. He made my mom was the one was like, "Bring the mother's here. We gotta get cake." And I'm like, "Bro, it's just an arrangement. Chill out." I didn't tell people for a while that I was married. Unless you actually like asked me, and then I changed my name on Facebook. You know when it's oh, yeah. real on Facebook. Like, yeah, that was funny. Yeah, especially if you got a couple and you like, oh, I gotta go. Like, I just want to go home and have sex. Like, I don't want to be sitting here at this party. Yeah, we gotta go because, you know, we gotta get up and go to work in the morning. No, just want to get out of here. So the last one is to exercise power over others by controlling the information the target has. Famously embodied by Hitler, this is arguably the most dangerous motive for telling lies. See, yeah, this is the one. Number nine is the one. Yeah,
basically that's all the politicians one. Do this.
Mm-hmm. And niggas. Yep, I remember telling a dude, I'm just gonna leave it at a dude, that somebody he cheated on me with, I was like, does she know that she wasn't the only one? Is she aware of that information? And he was like, what you mean? I was like, is she aware that she wasn't the only one you were cheating on me with? That there was a shitload of women. He was like, well, how you know? I was like, nigga, you thought I didn't know that you were cheating on me? Like, you know. Like, I knew. I just didn't care. Enough to even make a fuss about it. But they obviously thought that they were the only one. And yeah, it didn't end very well with that.
Whew.
With all of that, that's a good list. I like that list. I really do, because all of it, like especially to maintain privacy, it's like, oh, did you talk to somebody else? Did you talk to XYZ? Like, no, I ain't talking to that person. That ain't your business. That ain't your business. With that, you want to jump into the top five?
Yeah, let's go right into the top five. All right, so five for this week's episode is the top five most common lies that we've been told or that we tell.
Yeah, I lie often when I think about it. When I had to actually come up with this list, I was like, damn.
I do. So you got five, right?
Yeah, I have five.
Okay, so you do five, your five, I'll do my five, and we'll work our way up.
Yeah, this is in no particular order also. I think one of the most common lies that I tell is, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes.
Procrastination lie.
It's procrastination, and it's, I get paralyzed by perfection. That's like, I really want it to be perfect, but then I ended up putting it off and then waiting to the very last minute, and then I convinced myself that I'm doing the most best work in the clutch. But I think if I do a little here and there, it will be more beneficial for me. The next one I said,
wait a minute, let me go.
Oh, excuse me. I know we're doing hopscotch. What is it? The back and forth? Whatever. Go ahead, man.
Well, my number five is, I'll call you back.
Yeah, I'm not back all the time.
We do that.
I might not call you back right back. I call you back means that I'm going to call you back, but there's never a time frame attached.
Somebody told me
they're
going to call me back. And that was in 2020.
Yeah, I've done that. I think I have people I need to call back from 2020. Dancer. I think about it.
Yeah, but I think that's how you get off. Like, like when we say it, we don't even expect it. Depending on the time of day, me and you, we don't expect to get the call back. But it's just like a way of, now it's like a way of saying, I'll see you later or something like that.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a deal. I think, okay, so for next one is, I just saw your text.
You just what?
I just saw your text. I lied.
Oh,
I just didn't feel like I mentally responded. Or I was like, you know, I don't got time for this shit right here. And then I just keep moving.
Yeah, especially like the people, y'all people who keep their phone in their hand, like, you lying.
Yeah, I keep my phone in my hand. But no, my phone is doing some weird shit lately. Like, it'll ring, especially if I'm on Spotify. If I'm listening to music, it doesn't ring. Well, I don't allow my phone to ring anyway, because I hate the sound of the ringer. Makes me anxious. So I it's always on vibrate. I never have my ringer on, but it doesn't even vibrate. Like, my vibration makes noise. It doesn't even vibrate. Or the text messages don't come up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just seeing this. But a lot of the times, I see your text. Unless you got a T-Mobile or Metro PCS phone, you don't know, or iPhone, you don't know if I saw it or not.
I'll be knowing.
Yeah, because you got a T-Mobile phone, nigga. Like, hey, unless you got T-Mobile or Metro or iPhone, you don't know. For iPhone, you don't know.
Oh, iPhone? I thought iPhone, yeah. I know they couldn't do Android.
Well, I can't see if they...
No, they can't. It doesn't cross over.
Great. So what's yours?
Mine is, I'm not drunk. When you're obviously
drunk. I ain't drunk.
Yo, my cousin, you know my cousin is famous for that one.
Gee.
I'm not drunk. You just literally took like 11 shots of tequila, right?
You're not going to do my girl like that. I keep telling you, you're not going to do my girl like that.
What I'm saying, you know, like, come on now. You gave me the keys to the car. You don't give me the keys to your car if you sober.
That is true. That's the rule, number one.
But yeah, you know, and that's not, I'm just picking on her, but that's, everybody does that. That's the only time people are going to say I'm not drunk is when they are drunk.
True. True.
Because you don't have to convince anybody at any other time except for when you're drunk.
True. My next one, I keep saying, my next one is I'm coming or I'll go. I don't want to go. I'm coming.
What yeah, happened? You don't even be interested on them things on Facebook. You going, but you won't be there.
What do you mean?
You know how you mark I'm going? Is it going interested or not?
Oh, you no. Pick, I don't I'm commit. Going. I'll never commit to them things. It's always a maybe.
Yo, I'm always interested or maybe.
Interested or maybe, but it's never I'm going. Clicking on I'm going. You're right.
Let me say I'm going. If I'm going, that means I'm either part of the show or something like that. Like I have to be there.
If I'm going, I'm just gonna feel like that the last minute. Your cousin last night texted me talking about I don't want to hear nothing, no excuses, no friends, no headaches, no niggas, no nothing. You going with me? And I was like, she know. She of all people know I can't say in the room. I don't feel like going. Oh my god! What's your next one?
That you're too busy to do something.
Yeah, I'll be late.
That's before even saying that you might go. That's as soon as they ask. Oh no, I got to do something that night.
Yeah.
Well, I used to wait before the pandemic when I had like stuff to do after work and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that somebody said it was one of those days. Even if I knew that I didn't have to do what I normally was scheduled, I would already have it as an excuse.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm busy. I'm busy mm-hmm. doing all scrolling on social media. Oh, laying down, eating. My next one is, I did this all out of order. Why did I do that? I just saw your text. I'm coming. I'm going. I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, I'm about to leave.
Why yours basically the same one as my next
I
one?
I told you that. I was like, why are we even late? I think
because mine is I'm on my way.
Yeah, I'm on my way. Oh, I'm about to leave.
I'm 5 minutes away.
I said that to Brittany last night. She was like. I'm about to leave, and then it was like 20 minutes later. I'm still getting in the shower. I'm still in the shower. I'm just getting out the shower. I'm about to leave. I'm about to leave. How long you before you about to leave? I'm about to leave, man. Leave me alone. I'm about to leave. I'm about. That's be. I don't know why people be. Expecting the whole time thing from me. I know your time is precious. That's why I don't like committing to stuff because I know I'm flaky like that.
You know, I had somebody, one of my homeboys came and he texted me every minute away. He was like every inch, like it was 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes.
Oh wow, he appreciates your time.
But the thing was, you could tell that he was feeding because it wasn't in those times.
Right,
like it's gone.
You won't be there on the time. You better tell me the wrong time. Tell me earlier time. Rini finally figured it out last night. We were supposed to be somewhere before 10:30. She was like, "Be at my house by 9:00," and I was like, "Okay." I'll do my best.
You know that's part of anxiety though is getting there on time. You know I always be like before.
Yeah, time. I
always think, oh, something can happen. I get in an accident. I always like thinking like an hour ahead of what could go wrong.
I don't. It's all
and
about
be
how
sitting in the parking lot by my damn self.
Yeah. Oh my god.
They used to be like, you're never late to work. You're never early, you're never late. You're like always on time. Yes, because I prepare anything.
I'm always late. Always.
That's the thing. It's so funny when we go somewhere together. Because I have to be, we both have to be considerate of the other person's, how they handle time.
Yeah.
So what's I'm your like, number? Your number
five,
one, then.
One?
Yeah.
I'm done. With these niggas. I'm done. I'll be done. They don't be done with me. That's the thing. I'll be done. And then I have to entertain them. And then I was like, you know what? I'm done. I've been done. I don't even know why I was like, it's just.
But when I said done, about the people that was fighting, she was like, don't you come back here no more? And he was like, I'm not. I said, he be back.
Oh my God. That's my biggest lie. Like, I do be telling, I'll be done. But when I'm done, done. Then I'm done.
My number one is I'm fine. I think everybody does that.
I don't.
You don't never say I'm fine when you're going through something? Because you don't want to bother nobody?
Not no more. Before my mom died, after my mom died, I started to hate the question, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't really want to know how you are. So to make it's aggravating to me for you to ask me that. So I make them uncomfortable as possible and tell them I'm not okay. I'm like, I'm not okay. I'm having a shitty ass day. Oh, then they start scrambling. I was like, yeah, you ain't wanting to hear what I was doing in the first place. Stop asking some stupid ass question.
Yeah, because I really don't. If I'm not willing to hear how you really feel, I'm not going to ask you how you doing.
Yeah, a lot of people do, though. And that's very common. It's like a greeting. And I'm worries matter. So, no, I'm not going to tell you I'm fine if I'm not. I don't feel like talking. Or I'll be like, I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure yet. That throws people off, too. Don't ask me how I'm doing in the morning time. Don't talk to me, period, in the morning. Never mind. Just... Yeah. All in all, these why people lie and lying, I think that it's human nature for us to lie. Like when I think about animals, and I know this is like very random and I'm gonna make a big round circle. Animals, like it's in us, it's innately in us to lie because it's a protection tactic in my opinion. Whether it's ego protection of your embarrassment, any of the things that we just went over, it's in us to lie. So I don't think lying. I think lying is sometimes it's healthy, sometimes it's not. Like little, like damn girl, you know you look good, just to boost somebody else's confidence. You know.
Nope. I don't know.
Okay,
I'm not gonna say nothing. Nice if I don't mean it, but I'm not gonna say that mean either.
Ugly baby, so you gonna?
Would you say
some nice? What is the ugly baby? You don't.
I'm
gonna
say what size shoes they got.
Oh my God! I think that I'm not gonna say that I don't lie anymore because that's a lie. I'm just gonna say I value honesty.
I've had friends that had ugly babies and would send me pictures, and I would never say how cute or ugly they were.
That's omitting the truth.
Oh, they're getting big.
That means that you're lying.
How is that lying?
You're omitting the truth.
No, I'm just not. No, I'm not omitting the truth. I'm not paying you a compliment. That's undeserved.
That's omitting the truth.
How is that omitting? What's
the truth is the baby ugly.
That's something you need to deal with. I ain't got nothing. If you sending out pictures, it's not my place to tell you the baby ugly. It's just not my place to reassure you that the baby ain't cute.
You lying to people.
I ain't lying to people.
Yes, you are.
I'm asking them about the things that I'm interested in. I'm not interested in how the baby looks.
You think about the point I was trying to make about the animals. Like animals lie to protect themselves. You think about camouflaging or
playing dead.
Yeah, playing dead and stuff like that. Of course. So obviously, it's in us to lie. What I wish that people could do is just the lies we tell ourselves. To worry about lying, or you still would have. Let's be honest. I don't know.
Living your
Yeah,
truth.
just living your truth. And if you a dude that you dealing with me, if you gonna lie great. Be a great liar. Make it real fascinating. Tell me that you met Obama and you
Like the lie about how Kevin Hart said when he was late to work and caught a deer. Make up a whole thing.
Or the lie that Kevin Hart was like, oh, somebody was blackmailing him when he just cheated. Yeah, okay. That
Oh
was a good lie, Kev. That was a good one. Because the charges was dropped on his homeboy, too. With no evidence. That was a great lie. That was a great one. His wife should be proud. I digress. Let's get into this spotlight today.
Right, so our sad spotlight is the beautiful Janelle Monáe.
It's my boo.
Yeah, so Janelle Monáe Robinson was born on December 1st, 1985. So she's a December Sag. She's an American singer, songwriter, rapper, actress, and record producer. She's currently signed to Atlantic Records as well as her own imprint, the Wonderland Art Society. She's received 8 Grammy Awards nominations. She's won an MTV Video Music Award and the ASCAP Vanguard Award in 2010. She was honored with the Billboard Woman in Music Rising Star Award in 2015 and the Trailblazer of the Year Award in 2018. In 2012, Monáe became a CoverGirl spokesperson. Boston City Council named October 16, 2013, Janelle Monáe Day in the city of Boston, Massachusetts, in recognition of her artistry and social leadership. We chose her because, with the theme of the show, she actually was in a New York Times ad. That was entitled Truth, and also the fact that she lives in her truth. She's very public about her sexuality, and she's kind of like she's private, but when she's gonna answer your questions. So she's someone that's like with her music as well is very honest.
Yeah, it, you listen to Janelle, you can tell that she lives what she writes. So she is very honest and sincere. I love Janelle
I love her girlfriend.
Monáe. Who's her girlfriend now?
The girl from is it Thor?
Tessa.
Yeah, Tessa
I don't think
Thompson.
that's her girlfriend no more.
They not.
No, they haven't been seen together in a minute.
It's the pandemic. People ain't being seen together all.
It's before that. I don't
Don't
know.
do that.
She
I
makes
need you
me
to be happy.
curious. Are you really? We fall in love quick. I don't know, but she's gorgeous. I love her. She is somebody like. That does stand in her truth. The pansexualism. I was like, what the hell is a pandemic sexualism? Panini and sexual.
Hey, Panini.
Who fucking paninis? What? Okay. You like it? I love it, Janelle.
I can't stand you, yo.
Okay. Oh goodness, this is funny show.
So that's our spotlight, man.
Why are you always lying? Why are you always lying?
Yeah, so this was a very eye-opening episode.
What's it?
Yeah, for me,
Wow.
I got to see how, 'cause I'm very honesty is the best policy type.
I'm the type. If you gonna lie, you better hold it. You better take it on down. Take it with you. Certain stuff that just need to die with you.
I'm just gonna omit stuff and take that with me. I'm not about to make up a story about it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna make up a story. Just
I'm just
say,
gonna omit.
yeah, let's just omit. We're gonna mosey on past that part of my life.
I'm pleading the fifth forever.
If you're a habitual liar, don't. I just hope you don't get your ass beat. That's all. But y'all be easy.
Yeah, and don't forget the followers, share, like, rate. Yeah, rate on Spotify, Apple Music, Stitcher, and Anchor FM. Peace.
Peace.
Centaur Views.
And we out.
All right, this is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
This is a podcast where two Sagittarius people come together and give their opinionated views on cultural topics.
Disclaimer, you will be offended. Don't at me. Whole city going crazy. Top five, no debating.
Top five, top five, top five. Believe in yourselves. Dream. Try. Do good.
Don't you mean do well?
No, I mean do good. Do good.